चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
स्ट्रक्चरल रिफॉर्म्स फिस्कल मेजर्स मे हैव टू बी एक्टिवेटेड टू बूस्ट ग्रोथ, आरबीआई गवर्नर। आरबीआई गवर्नर शांतिकांत दास सेड ऑन फ्राइडे, द स्ट्रक्चरल रिफॉर्म्स एंड फिस्कल मेजर्स हैव टू बी कंटिन्यूड एंड फर्दर एक्टिवेटेड टू प्रोवाइड ड्यूरेबल पुश टू डिमांड एंड बूस्ट ग्रोथ। Speaking on Seven Ages of India's Monetary Policy at St. Stephen's College here, Das said the RBI constantly update its assessment of the economy based on incoming data and survey-based information with model-based estimate for policy formulation. This approach helped the Reserve Bank to use the policy space opened up by the expected moderation in inflation and act early, recognizing the imminent slowdown before it was confirmed by data subsequently, he said. Monetary policy, however, has its own limits. Structural reforms and fiscal measures may have to be continued and further activated to provide a durable push to demand and boost growth, he added. Das said in the previous talks, he had highlighted certain potential growth drivers, which through backward and forward linkages could give a significant push to the growth. Some of these areas include prioritizing food processing industries, tourism, e-commerce, startups and efforts to become a part of global value chain. The government is also focusing on infrastructure spending, which will augment the government is also focusing on infrastructure spending, which will augment the growth potential of the economy. State should also play an important role by enhancing capital expenditure, which has a high multiplier effect, he said. Das said monetary policy framework in India has evolved in line with the developments in theory and country practices, the changing nature 15 of the economy and developments in financial markets. Within the broad objectives, however, the relative emphasis on inflation, growth and financial stability has varied across monetary policy regimes, he said. Das said through global experience, with financial stability as an added policy objective, it's still unsettled. The Reserve Bank has always been giving due importance to financial stability since the enactment of the preamble to the RBI Act. The regulation and the supervision of banks and non-bank financial intermediaries have rested with the Reserve Bank and has kept pace with the prescribed global norms over time. More recently, the focus of financial stability has not only confined to regulation and supervision but also extended the reach of the formal financial system to the unbanked and unserved population, he said. The RBI governor said that apart from financial inclusion, there is also a focus on promoting secured, seamless and real-time payments and settlements. This renewed focus on financial inclusion and secured payments and settlements are not only aimed at promoting the confidence of the general public in the domestic financial system, but also improving the creditability of monetary policy for price stability, inclusive growth and financial stability, he said.